And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Southern Comfort.
Oh yeah, we are going to take a walk on the wild side today.
We're back.
We're back.
Welcome to the BFM studio. Gwilym from Hancock's. You are in the house with a bottle of Southern Comfort.
Just the regular this time, guys. Sorry. Sorry.
What do you mean, sorry?
Didn't bring any nangs. Sorry, guys.
But it's not regular Southern Comfort. It's the spiced version.
It's the black version.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me more about this version.
It's the more whiskier version. So okay. Southern Comfort, as you guys have become very familiar with, has three varieties. You've got the normal, which is essentially basically the recipe that our boy, Mr. Heron, basically made, because the whiskey at the time was bloody terrible. He goes, well, fuck your shit. I'm going to take your shit and put some other shit in it and make it taste better.
Jeez, he had a potty mouth back in the day, didn't he?
Well, if you imagine it with a southern drawl and maybe a bit of Creole thrown in there.
K-Fry, man.
K-Fry? Oh, I'm excited now.
Finger looking good.
It's more, yeah, that's totally different, man. He predates the Colonel, well
and
truly.
And, like, obviously it goes up in price point, how hard out you want to go,
not
right?
Not much. Like, it's the black is basically a more whiskey version. So it's designed kind of like a lot more dominant whiskey flavor and a higher ABV. So you're sitting at like 40% versus the 32 on the standard.
It's a contender at 40%, eh?
It's like
amongst all your other ones.
Yeah, like it's a mid-level party time. Like it's maybe if you want a bottle of bourbon, but you want
a mid-level party time.
Mid-level party time. You take it to the 100 proof if you want the full level party time.
I can vouch for the 100 level.
Yeah, the 100 level is party time. It's a full party time.
Have we done that yet? Have we had the full party time?
Party
yet?
Kick.
Yeah.
Party kick.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, I don't remember that very well. That definitely happened, though. That fucking band, eh?
That band was great.
I forgot that.
That's such good chat. Such good chat. So Southern Comfort Black is a lot more whiskey-focused, so think more of it like you would a Drambuie. And, you know,
I love that word, by the way.
Drambuie.
There you go.
I also love the Malibu as well.
Ooh.
What about Rubus?
Imagine a Drambuie and Malibu.
Suntory.
Then. I don't know.
Suntory.
Yeah, Suntory.
For a relaxing time, make it Suntory time.
With Joaquin
or a
Phoenix.
Southern Comfort time. Rubus is a strawberry liqueur made by the good folks at Suntory. Not that I should be promoting other people's brands on this. So back to Southern Comfort.
Yes.
So today we're going to make a twist on everyone's favourite espresso martini that everyone loves when they doof their way along Melbourne, sort of, well, anywhere, or Sydney.
I love a good espressotini.
I got my head around espressotinis within the last 5 years.
And how do you feel about espressotinis?
They're fucking powerful.
You can
overdo it. I can overdo it.
Yesterday.
You seem to always have them like late at night as well. It's like, what am I doing this for?
So if you hadn't realised, we've got a pretty full studio at the Cocktail Corner today.
It's a
the
fact.
Prof is here.
Annabelle's here from Miss June.
Prof is one
Cheers.
Of the OGs. Steve Newell. Matt
Steve
Pony.
Newell. Always Steve Newell.
Are you fashioned some more glasses? That's
I have
very
fashioned
polite
some
of you,
more
Gwilym.
Glasses.
We appreciate
like,
it.
I just didn't realise there'd be more people. I would have grabbed more.
It's kind of funny, isn't it? Like this.
I should have brought
the opposite
the party
of that
gig.
Cocktail Corner that went crazy. Yeah.
I should have brought the party gig, but it's okay. I have the tools. I can fashion a lot of drinks pretty quickly.
We can rebuild.
Exactly. So for today's one, we are kicking with Southern Comfort Black.
Okay.
As already discussed. So we're gonna.
I should write this down.
It's actually quite golden though. Once I see the light like, shine on through it.
Have you had a sniff of this yet, Johnny? Have
you,
you
just
sniffed,
went
have
deep.
You sniffed
you
this?
That wasn't like a sniff.
Have you sniffed that? Like it's. You need to like inhale.
That was. Yeah.
Like this is some powerful loot. Like powerful,
Wait,
powerful.
My
liquid.
Other nostrils are a bit more powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it smells like but liquor. Like, it smells
have,
like
have,
liquor.
Have you noticed that when you smell with different sides of your nose, you get different scents? That's
Trusty
the other.
Leaf.
That's the other takeaway.
Is that a fact?
It's a fact.
Are you
it's
sure?
A fact. So if you sniff something with each nostril individually, it
yes.
smells different.
Whoa.
Hang on, we're gonna get some feedback on the Southern Comfort
that
Black.
That bottle might not come back, man.
I got another bottle here.
The prof has got it now. It's going in. That's not a sniff at all.
I'm on board with that.
Opposite of a sniff.
All right, can we get some feedback from the room, please? Feedback from the room on the Southern Comfort Black, please.
What do we think?
Smells great.
It's got, from my first sniff, it has maple syrup notes and with a bit of a bottom end of a chocolate frangipani.
Wait, fuck, mate.
Shit, man. That's the new tasting note. Chocolate frangipani. I'm
Go easy, man.
I'm putting on the official
here
tasting
week.
Note. Okay, so we're going to kick this off. So we're going to do 45 mils of Southern Comfort Black per drink.
Okay.
So we're making two, so we're going to go for 90.
This is going into a Boston shaker.
It is indeed going into a Boston shaker, or a Toby tin as the case may be.
Did you read the bottle, by the way? That was really good, man.
Matt Pony doesn't know how to read the bottle. He just reads his heart, guys. Come on. All right. So next thing, we're going to put a couple of drops of Fee Brothers Black Walnut Bitters. This one's
Black Walnut.
Black Walnut.
I haven't had that before.
It looks like it's got regular, like, just A3 paper wrapped around it. What's going on?
It does. This is this weird thing that bitters companies do, and they also make it really hard to get into them.
How many dashes? How many dashes?
Hang on.
We can't quite open it, John. Please don't pressure him at the moment, actually.
All right, there we go.
Don't look him right in the eye.
Don't ever look me right in the eye. You don't want to see that.
Is it a danger you're going to be heavy-handed now? You're a little bit pissed you couldn't get the thing out?
No, I got it off. It's fine. So we're 2 dashes per drink, so we're going to go for 4.
It's like me at the big day.
Can I have a little sniff of that?
Yeah, get a little sniff.
It happened, man. It's fucking heavy.
The struggle is real. So now we've got some fantastic Master of Mixes espresso mix. Like, if you can't get your hands on this, you can replace it with the equivalent of 60 mils of coffee and 30 mils of 1-to-1 sugar syrup.
Well, what is this stuff? Is it real heavy, thick liquid, or what?
Oh, no, this is essentially cold brewed coffee.
So how much is this?
So 90 mils of that bad boy.
Oh, it smells great.
If we drank all that, would we see God?
Yes. Yes, you would. Maybe coming out through your knees.
What was that, Kevin? Did you say something over there?
The espresso that I had yesterday had that mixer in it, and I was very skeptical.
But it's not a bad time.
I looked at it, and it's 81%.
It smells really chocolatey.
So wait, someone's experienced this before.
81%.
Yeah, exactly.
81% what?
81% cold brew espresso.
Holy shit.
81% coffee.
Holy shit.
I made the barmaid give me the look at the
ingredients, because I didn't trust it. Is this going to be a wet shake or a dry shake?
Is this going to be a wet shake? Okay. We're going to get...
So we're going to top the Boston with ice?
No, you don't. We're going to top the Boston with ice.
Top Boston with ice.
Sorry.
All right.
No, you're right.
Do you add sugar syrup?
When you're making the espresso martini at home from sort of the traditional way, yes, add sugar.
Okay.
So essentially, you want to be going for sort of.
I haven't been counting. What's going on
in here? Yeah. So he's on his fifth shot of this coffee liqueur.
Carry the 4.
So this is the correct volume. This is the equivalent of.
If anyone wants a beer, come to Beer Fam. We're going to be up all night.
All right, so we're going to ice this sucker. Not the wizard stuff.
I got Rick on the speed dial now.
I have just. This is, I know Gwilym just made reference to the wizard stuff. I would implore anyone out there to BYO Gaffer to the BFM 50th, and I would love to see someone get wizard status with
Looks
the
like
BFM
some
gold.
Some legendary wizard status or just normal wizard status?
Just wizard status.
All right, game on. Boosh.
Shake on ice.
Lovely, lovely quick little scenario there.
Hey, it's a good game. It's a good game. It's a fast game.
And
right?
You're going to strain these into a chilled coupe, aren't you?
Or just any chilled glass. Like it's I know that we bring out
why
the flash glassware.
Why did you choose the coupe out of all the glasses we got out there?
Well, I bought half of them.
Oh, they are espresso martinis.
Why did you think they were going to have glasses here as well?
I was prepared.
Somebody wants to know if you can use English breakfast tea.
No.
It's come out looking very creamy.
Oh shit, it has a kind of like a mock and nippy vibe about it from here. Are you going to put a good coffee bean on it as well? I can see the
way. Mate, I got coffee bean game. So the rule is you always put 3 coffee beans on top of your garnishing, not 2,
why?
Not 4, not why 1, 3. 3.
Is it cool to eat them? What's the vibe with that?
I eat them.
Yeah, we do? Yeah, okay.
So it's personal preference.
Sometimes you don't know if you're all alone out there.
Eating. Personal preference, like, you know. This is going sideways quickly. I'm on board.
It's fucking total regular.
I'm on board. That's his party starter while I do something else. It's like the part time.
Steve's got heaps more deliveries to do.
Keep passing me the mic.
He's only got halfway through the promo schedule.
Sort of Domino's.
Hold up, Matt Pine has got a question.
Okay, yes. All right. So in the traditional espresso martini,
yeah,
whatever the abbreviation is. So how many coffee beans you meant to put in?
3.
And then what does that signify? If I give you one.
Don't try and bend this bit.
Hey, if I put it in.
Are you a knock man? Are you a knock man? Come on.
It signifies the Father, the Son, and the Holy Roast.
As always, the prof has it in one. So while I shake up this next batch, I think someone needs to dive into those first two.
Yeah,
ladies first.
Yeah, fair.
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, game on, guys.
Of course I'm sure. I've already got one.
No, you guys.
Caitlin's hiding behind a monitor.
That's all right.
It's okay, I'm pretty quick at making these.
Whoa!
Did you catch that? Prof was slightly off mic then, and he gave it an, oh, that's all right. Coming
that
from
is, that
the
is high praise. I am over the moon with that.
Oh, God!
Could have a little
He's got his phones up. Oh, cheers.
Sorry.
That was delicious.
When you're making drinks for lushers, you really got to pull that thing.
Well, that's an easy one and an impressive one to make at home.
It's totally doable, and like the great thing about this coffee stuff is you don't have to make the coffee yourself, because like that's a real pain in the ass when you've had a few drinks.
Okay, so on that note, is it a possibility to have that at home and have it as like my breakfast coffee kind of thing as well?
I don't see why not.
Okay, well, fucking life hack, by the way.
Just add milk. Just add milk. Make a frappe.
I like that you can say you're drinking a martini, but it's secretly just coffee.
I love how the side of the espresso mixer bottle says, garnish with chocolate shavings and serve.
Who doesn't love chocolate shavings?
Well, me. I love them, but where are they? They're not on there.
Hey, man, I'm just riffing.
I love how it kind of comes up like a Guinness foamy kind of head situation, eh? It's quite,
it does.
It's gnarly.
Sorry I didn't bring the party keg, bro. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm totally fine.
Party keg. Party keg.
Party
keg. Party keg. Long story.
You'll be pleased to know that band mailed my wah pedal back to me.
I'm very glad to hear that, because I was very worried about the state of your wah pedal after that.
Is it a Vox
wah pedal? No, it's a standard Cryberry. Crybaby.
Crybaby? Crybaby.
Cocktail corner, everyone. Cheers.
Who stole your Crybaby?
Oh, no, I mailed it to... I lent it to Babe Rainbow, who didn't show up to do Cocktail Corner one time. It's quite a saga. You can go back to the podcast and catch up, everyone, if you like.
It's quite a good Cocktail Corner, if I'm going to be honest.
It was heavy.
Hey, Gwilym, thank you very much for another awesome edition of Cocktail Corner.
Thanks, guys.
Big thank you to Southern Comfort, and just enjoy yourself out there, guys.
Master of Mixes
as well.
And Deep Creek. Don't forget Deep Creek.
All right.
Aaron Pony on the description.
Bye.
Bye.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Southern Comfort.